I agree a lot. I especially agree with Dr. Bosco said that we have to make anarchism new. And I think that's really the thing. I think that anarchism is dying always when it's not following what is new, when it's not feeding the context. I think that's the crucial thing. I think that anarchism is always changing. When it's not changing, then anarchism is in crisis. And I think that one moment of change was during the 60s. This is another very, very, this century, very, very potent, very historically promising moment of possibility of change. So new anarchism, I was also a little bit taken aback when I read David's article back in those days. I thought that contemporary anarchism was a much better name because it's a different thing. It's coming as a different thing, but it has certain tradition. It just follows a change in a context. So I think that contemporary anarchism, and I would suggest the use of the term contemporary anarchism, is far more lucrative in terms of understanding what anarchism is today. But for me, the important thing is that anarchism is a process. And only if we understand anarchism as a process, I think, we are going to be able to understand anarchism at all. Because if we start thinking about anarchism as a theory, or anarchism as an ideology, or anarchism as some sort of philosophy of history, I think that we are getting lost. I think that we are being epistemologically deceived in a way. I think that we are being made to make a picture of anarchism as Marxism was made. I think that's a great, great mistake. And I think that many anarchist theorists and many anarchist historians are making this mistake. Too many of them, I think, are painting a historical picture of anarchism as it was some sort of cousin or brother or sister, whatever, of Marxism. And this really wasn't the case. Anarchism has completely different roots than Marxism. And not assuming this epistemological identity, I think, is a big mistake, because we always end up quarreling with Marxists, among things, in a debate that was being set up. I mean, like Left Forum, for example. Left Forum was a brilliant, brilliant example. We were there like two fish in some sort of a tank. I mean, that was really, really annoying. And we were there to entertain a group of Marxists. No, I mean, this is, and you go to the streets and you see thousands of anarchists. And you see these boring, teeny Marxist sects. What's the name of those who was interrupting the Left Forum?
Workers' Vanguard.
Spartacists. My God. They were, it's impossible. They're like mosquitoes. They would stand up. The guy who was standing up and who was reading something about the Russian Revolution, I mean, it's very different than what anarchism is or what anarchism should be. And I think that, I mean, the best in the new Marxism, and I think that there is a new Marxism, I think that this post-term opera is starting, that new autonomous Marxism is extremely interesting. And I think that we should also embrace this. We should embrace all of these new moments that are coming and that are developing inside of Marxism. But I really think that we should need to rethink our tradition, and we should think about anarchism as articulation of certain modes of practice. And if we think about anarchism as a historical articulation of different modes of practice, and I'm sure that Bakunin, Kropotkin, and Emma Goldman were also thinking about anarchism in these terms. They were not creating high theory. They were giving a name to a process, a sort of insurgent common sense that they felt, that they recognized, that they lived with. I don't think that there is such a thing as invention of anarchism. There, of course, there was invention of the name anarchy and anarchism in a political sense with Proudhon, but I don't think that's an invention. I think that it was just putting a name to a certain process. And that's the reason why anarchism is so difficult to be explained by Marxists. If you read probably the best British historian alive, and that's Eric Hobsbawm, you will find probably the most ridiculous analysis of anarchism that you can find. I mean, it's incredible. He has this book called, one part of the book called Reflections on Anarchism. He's completely incapable to explain why is anarchism, again, in 1968, being the most prominent thing. And he's saying it's because it has appeal to the youth. I mean, the whole Marxist construction, understanding of anarchism, is deeply, deeply flawed. I think that what anarchism has is very deep sensitivity towards the new revolutionary subjectivities, because anarchism was never dogmatic. Anarchism was never ideological. And when you have these dangerous classes of 19th century, they were called dangerous classes back in 19th century, and Marxists thought that they were not really important, such as peasants or semi-proletariat or skilled artisans and so on and so forth. When the so-called forgotten people of 1968 came in, that were the women, gays, many others, migrants, I mean, anarchism was the first thought, first strand, first idea that they found comfortable. Because anarchism has this always changing nature. And that's what's extremely important, I think, for us to capture, to underline, and to preserve if we are going to make anarchism.